The Microsoft Corporation plans to develop 3 data center campuses in Licking County and invest $1 billion after the state approved a 100% 15-year sales tax exemption for the project. The data centers will be built in Heath, Hebron, and New Albany. The project will allow the company to expand its cloud infrastructure. Leaders in Knox County are inviting community members to a panel discussion at 5:30 tonight at the Woodward Opera House regarding their comprehensive plan. Focus on the Future is an opportunity to bring together residents to begin developing strategies that will shape Knox County in the coming years. Pataskala has been awarded $1 million from ODOT's Municipal Bridge Program for the Key Boulevard Bridge Rehabilitation Project. ODOT provides the funding as bridges are a vital part of transportation infrastructure and repairs are often left to local jurisdictions who can't afford the cost. The Key Boulevard Project is scheduled for 2028. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther set a goal of restoring all of the computer systems by the end of October, but it does not appear they can reach that goal. The city is still recovering after a cyber attack was discovered in July, and hackers leaked personal information to the dark web. During a council meeting on Monday, city officials said about 74% of the computer systems have been restored. A number of Knox County law enforcement and health agencies participated in the Prescription Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday. The combined effort in the county netted nearly 147 pounds of unwanted and expired and unused prescription medications. A jury has found a Zanesville man not guilty of 4 felonies. 41-year-old Timothy Adams was tried on 2 kidnapping counts, first-degree felonies, 1 count of child endangerment, a third-degree felony, and 1 count of strangulation, a third-degree felony. The child was 7 at the time of the alleged incidents earlier this year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.